Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two. I'm going to do a brief recap of some of our top stories. Then we'll break and come straight back to all of you that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Horrible, grisly images of this poor young man, the killing of Nick Berg, the American telephone engineer, beheaded by Islamic militants in Iraq, triggered a political storm last night as the murdered man's father blamed the Bush administration for the circumstances that led to his death. He was held for 13 and a half days. He was trying to exit the country. Right around the time, just a few days after they told CBS not to air the torture photos of coalition forces in the prison in Baghdad at the airport, right before they did that, and then just a few days after they grabbed Mr. Berg, and they hold him for 13 days, they release him. And within less than 24 hours, he is in Al CIA's, that's Central Intelligence ADA's, hands. And these chubby guys, doesn't look like your normal Arab fighters, cut his poor head off while he screams and begs and then gargles on his own blood. I have watched the video. We have it. We have not posting it. We're discussing that right now. We have some of the still images of this happening that others have posted, like Drudge, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So perfect timing. They know this is coming out. They grab him a patsy. They release him. He goes right into Al-Qaeda, LCIA. CIA admittedly controls Al-Qaeda. That's public knowledge, publicly documented. And then they hold off on this, and the dead body in the video gets released right as it's coming out that it isn't just beating men to death. It's raping women and children, killing them. It's not just police dogs biting people or all the other horrible stuff. It's admitted that all this is other nightmares are going on. And then this legitimizes all of it, part of the larger program of conditioning the public to accept torture that we see in the dramas and cop shows on TV and then in the print media and nonfiction telling us how good torture is. This is classical psychological warfare operations. I am sure, conclusively from the evidence, that the globalists are behind this. And again, I just read mainstream news yesterday where they put uranium in children's cornflakes at public schools, gave women uranium and plutonium tablets when they were pregnant just to see what it do to them. Operation Northwoods calls for killing Americans, preferably young people, to blame it on foreign enemies because killing young people makes the public so angry, goes after our instincts. I mean, this is the history, and then you have the M.O., and then you have the evidence, and the family is out there saying, look, you had him, and then he goes right into Al-Qaeda's hands. How did that happen? And yeah, we're saying, how did that happen? But it's not just that evidence. We know Al-Qaeda is CIA. So this is what we're discussing, and it's all vitally important. We're going to go to Charles and Sean and Kevin and Dan and, of course, Jules and others. After we get back from this quick break, in fact, we'll go to Jules first, because he had a cell phone earlier and it cut out. And then Time Magazine, of all places, is talking about chemtrails. There was a mainstream article yesterday out of the Associated Press about, oh, yeah, the chemtrails are real, the skies are 20% darker, but it's no big deal, and you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't love it, and NASA admits it's going on but won't really say why. We'll get into that. Bunch of news on the gas prices. And what this psyops to condition us, to alarm us, to upset us, what this is distracting us from, NAFTA being reauthorized, Free Trade Area of the Americas coming in, all the loss of liberty in America, the $25 billion being rushed through to supplement the expanding war. All of this, we'll discuss it in the next hour and 55 minutes that we've got left in this global transmission against tyranny. Again, the website's prisonplanet.tv. You want to see the still images, and discretion is advised, of this poor man having his head severed while he's wide awake. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com. Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let me just briefly recap in about 60 seconds, then we'll go straight to your calls. I want to take your calls quickly, so have your question, your comment ready. I'm asking you, we have the video. Do you want it posted? Do you want the video of this man having his head sawed off while he's alive posted? Do you think we should post it? Does it add to the hysteria? Does it help the globalists? Does it help the CIA, LCIA to control the Arabs? What do you think? I'm going to make my decision in the next 30 minutes. Yet, I think we should see the photos of the guards raping and killing people, raping children. I mean, we have to see this. We have to know. You know, we see piles of dead Jews being pushed into mass graves by the Nazis. We see Nazis blowing their poor heads off. Because of that, that's all over PBS, Discovery Channel. We've all seen it 10,000 times, literally. That's why I'm leaning towards doing it. I'm really in a quandary here. But, again, for those that just joined us, here's the recap. Nick Berg was trying to leave the country and was grabbed by U.S. coalition forces. Hell, was not allowed to talk to family or anyone. Was not allowed to talk to anyone. Was not allowed to leave or make phone calls. He then gets released. And within less than 24 hours, he is in Al-Qaeda hands. Now, Al-Qaeda was admittedly founded by the CIA. The CIA admittedly used them to attack Serbia as the pretext to then go after Serbia. That's the Senate's own report, Republicans' own report from 99. We know they used them to create these crises. We know this now blacks out the firestorm over the torture and the rape and the murder, which is just as bad as this horrible event. We know that the people running Iraq, the Arabs running Iraq, ran things for the Shah running torture operations. This is very easy to stage, and they blurred the video on purpose, which makes it very suspicious, as it has the same look as the video of the fat bin Laden that they later had to admit was fake, the fake bin Laden taking credit for 9/11 with the giant nose who suddenly gained 80 pounds. So very, very suspicious. Look at who stands to gain on this. I see no other direction, I mean, than to say the globalists are behind this. Let's go to Jules in Oregon. Jules, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Fine.
When the Prince of Darkness, McVeigh, bombed Oklahoma City, we didn't go around and vilify, nor should we have vilified the Protestants, which he claimed to be a part of.
Oh, so you really think McVeigh bombed that building alone?
No. I'm not implying he did it alone.
It's admitted fact. There's video of the BATF on the ground and the feds there.
Yes.
They did it. It's absolute documented historical fact.
Yes, but he participated in it all the same. But even still, the fact still remains. What I'm trying to say, we have the information about Prince of Darkness, Mr. Pike, in his letter in England that he wrote in the 1870s. Okay. He tells about the three world wars. And then the last one is supposed to be against the Arabs. Now, we know, based on that you're supposed to attack Christians and Muslims who are of the Arab race. But the point I'm getting at is there's over a billion Muslims in the world, and they're not in opposition to the Americans. They're not terrorists. They're not killing people. They're hardworking people. They're family members, and they want peace and happiness just like everybody else. The problem is that most of them sit on top of what the world wants most, and that's the oil. And that's the bottom line.
Well,
that
sir, I'm not really getting your point here. I mean, there are a lot of Muslims out there, just like there are a lot of any other group, that want domination, that want global domination. A lot of these mullahs and leaders are thugs. They're power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. They do want to expand, but I'm telling you, the most radical, and there was a Washington Post article, you know, the ABCs of jihad, and how the CIA paid for tens of millions of dollars worth of textbooks saying kill the Americans. The CIA created Al-Qaeda. They create these radical movements to create the global crisis.
But they're less than one. What I'm saying is they're less than a 0.5% of the whole Muslim world.
Well, I agree with you, and that's why the CIA had to create them.
But I'm saying in the whole process, the whole Muslim religion and people are being vilified.
Okay, sir, let me go back to the subject, though. What do you think of my analysis of who is really behind the torture and the murder of this guy? Because to me, it's clear that it's a PSYOP program.
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at the soldiers, look at their hands. Their hands aren't dark like an Arab's. Their hands are white. I wouldn't be surprised if they're some kind of...
No, they're clearly. I've talked to people who are Arab, and those are Arab accents, and those are but clearly they have whole squads of people who are admitted former torture masters for the Shah there. So that's all admitted. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate the call, sir. I mean, yeah, the well pampered, taken care of CIA Arabs aren't going to be out in the sun a lot. And their hands do look white, and they are overweight. But forget all that. The CIA admittedly created, controls Al-Qaeda. They have this guy in their custody. They release him right into Al-Qaeda control, and then this happens. Come on, people. Let's go ahead. I mean, it's right in your face. The family's saying this. And the neocons will be calling them Democratic operatives within the hour. Already doing it. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Hello.
The truth will set you free. Show the tape. The family knows that their son was set up, and it will come out sooner or later. And this will let them know how vicious they are. And besides, other pictures are coming out, I understand, of more violent pictures. This woman was on the torch of these prisoners was on the news this morning.
And she was ordered to do it. Of course they were ordered. The Pentagon admits they ordered it.
Yeah, well,
it's all admitted, but it's in the back of the news wire, and the neocons and the liberals on TV won't bring this up. We won't make it the centerpiece issue, and now it's going to blank out all of the real news of raping and torturing women and children, which is just as bad as cutting people's heads off. Beating people to death after you rape them is just as bad as cutting their head off, and it's all evil, and it's all out of control.
Well, they were killing them with rocks up there, knocking their brains out with rocks. The Iraqi prisoners, they investigated now. They was taking rocks and beating their brains out. So show the film. I believe it's good because I wish, like I was told you last time I seen you, I wish I had pictures of the young boy they raped. I seen this. If I had a picture, I could prove it. But a picture is worth 1,000 words.
That was when you were in prison.
Yeah, they raped a boy. He was about 18 years old. They said he thought he was a man, and they're going to show him he wasn't. They were biting him, cursing him, holding him. I seen this. I was, of course, he was only about 18 years old.
And this was jail guards in Louisiana.
Yes, sir. So my
I know every couple of days we see articles in prisons of videotaping, raping women, men, beating them to death. It's just, back of the newspaper, it's just, a little abuse.
And the warden knew this happened. I wish I had.
It's admitted that they were told by the CIA the general was blocked out of the area, wasn't allowed to go in there. Then they go after her. That way, when there's a trial, she's found not guilty, and they go, look, we didn't do anything. Well, yeah, because you went after an innocent person.
Well,
this general that they're trying to burn.
Well, Mr. Jones, we got to let these people. We got to let the people see how vicious they are. If other people are showing it, you should show it. Because it's going to come out that he was set up. And then
the family's already saying that. Thanks for the call. Okay. The globalists are so sloppy. All the hijackers having their houses and cars paid for by the CIA, the Bushes and the cabinet, everybody meeting with the Bin Ladens that day, and generals. And I mean, it's just all staged, people. But they count on you. The general public can't even face the fact that there are 12 bills to reintroduce the draft. They've set up the draft boards. They're getting selective service ready for women, Associated Press, and people still deny there's even a draft coming. I mean, that's the level of denial. So you deny that our troops are beating women to death and raping children. Well, okay. But it's admitted. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Wisconsin. Sean, go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
I think it's kind of pointless to use these videos and whatnot to try to prove to people what's going on. Yahweh purposely has hardened the minds of these individuals and of these people and of these masses. They're not supposed to see. Mark 4:11 tells us, to us, to you and I, Alex, to our Christian brethren, this message has been given. To them it is not.
Well,
I've got to
tell you that it really is like that. You will tell somebody, here is the news, here is the Army report admitting they're raping women. And they'll say, I don't believe it. A guy told me, quote, I only listen to Rush Limbaugh. And I said, the Army admits it.
Well, forget him. He's never going to see. These people aren't ever going to see. And you know what? We don't have to make it our point to go out and to prove it to these heathens.
Now, wait a minute. We've got to talk, and in between the swine, you're going to have good people that listen.
Well, you are. But you know what? Yahweh's going to bring them to him naturally. They're his children. They're his chosen. They're going to be drawn to him. But there's a lot of ignorant people out there, and don't waste your time on them, you know? I just don't think there's really any point in showing the raping of children. I think that, it's garbage.
Well, that video hasn't been released yet. They admit it. The senators are watching it literally right now. They get 3 hours a day to watch it. Hundreds of videos, thousands of photos, and it's admitted. I mean, how did they find people to rape children? What happened to us?
What happened? Well, I don't know. I mean, we're being governed by the children of Satan. You know, that's what happened. These things are meant to happen. These evils are meant to happen. It's horrible, but there's nothing we can do about it until then. But what I think in the meantime is us Christians, we should start stocking up our food, start stocking up our ammunition.
Now, you talk about Christians. It's the Christian talk shows that are making excuses for all of this.
Well, if they were of us, they would stay with us, but they're not of us. They're misguided. They're misguided and being led by false Judeo-Christian doctrines anyhow. What I'm trying to say is, Alex, when we have martial law and when we have concentration camps and when we're killing Muslims left and right in our own country, we're not going to have a choice to believe this or not. When Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, is standing right before us judging these heathens, we're not going to have a choice. Just keep on doing your job, brother. You're doing a wonderful job, and Yahweh loves you for it. But let me ask you this. Do you honestly think showing this video of Nick would please Yahweh, our Father, our God?
You know,
Would it please?
I rarely don't know. I don't know. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about him, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen.
Danny, my love, the only one I'm thinking of. I see clear blue skies when I look.
Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Well, I tell you, I've thought about it long and hard. And if they released video of our troops cutting people's heads off, I think we'd post it. And it's now starting to proliferate. Others are now posting it. So I think we'll go ahead and post it. And it'll be on a subpage. So if you go to the main page, you won't see it. At prisonplanet.tv. And we'll put it up back up the next 20, 30 minutes. Because it's not broadcast television. It's not where children are flipping past. I would not air it on TV. The more I think about it. But I won't air it on my own TV show. I may show some still images of it. We have some still images on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com, on PrisonPlanet.tv. But the people perish for lack of knowledge, and I think that we're supposed to see this. This is real. And my gut level is do it, but I've just been hesitant just because it's so distressing. We need to see the face of evil, and it needs to obviously be blurred out, any sexual stuff, but that all needs to be put out. The raping of these women, at least stills of it, the torturing them to death, which is admit we need to know the truth instead of just denying it and rationalizing it. And this may shake some people out of their mind control. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Texas. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good day.
Hello, sir. What do you think about the video?
It's a plan, just like you said. I right now I'm questioning when we have to track these evil people down, or are they going to run to Iran? Are they going to run to Syria? What is this enabling us to do? What is the next step for us?
Oh, yes, the CIA, Al-Qaeda, ran to another country. And, of course, now the head guy with the knife supposedly died 3 months ago.
That locks it in right there. But I was there last night when these discussions were going on.
TV studio, yeah.
And I want to engage, but at the same time, I've kind of started to find the best tool is just to laugh at them and walk away, not even to drop down to their level. And people will be critical of you sometimes because when you do one of your rants, they'll say, look at this guy. He's so emotional. He's got to be out of his mind. But, you know, you use discernment. You have a guidebook of history. You use their own documents. You sit there and you analyze this thing, maybe with a bit of a cynical eye, but with cold discernment. And when you compiled what had happened, you get emotional about it and you try to get the message out. But these other people, that they get emotional and do their research while they're emotional. They're being reactive, you know, they're not proactive, that they just react to things. These messages are not out there for me and you. They're out there for Joe Sixpack and
who's running around screaming, torture them, kill them all, ha ha ha. Well, wait, if it's bad that they're torturing and killing, how is it suddenly okay for us? That's double think. Just because somebody else does something bad doesn't mean you get to.
And these people are good-hearted people. They mean well, everyone has their little hot-button topic that they cling to, and things are becoming so fractured now, and everyone has almost a conspiracy theory.
Well, look, last night on the TV show, and that special report will be up later this week. We just posted a new one yesterday. We're going to post multiple a week for a while, not just one a week on the members section of PrisonPlanet.tv. I went over this Associated Press report. The family isn't just saying, you made this happen. They're saying, hey, this is suspicious. You grab him, won't let him leave, won't let him call anybody, release him right into Al-Qaeda's hands, which is admittedly CIA, and then he ends up dead, and now this video comes in at the perfect time for all of this.
And they
grabbed him. Right after they told CBS, hold off a few weeks while they were getting ready and staging all this. This isn't my opinion, Kevin. Al-Qaeda is CIA. They use him to create crises. They capture him. They release him right into Al-Qaeda hands. This isn't, Kevin, this is obvious.
Well, I hope the Berg family should be commended, and I hope they have the resolve that at least Jessica Lynch.
Yeah, we're trying to get a hold of them. I know they're getting a million calls, but we're trying to get a hold of them.
Remember before Jessica Lynch's father started speaking out, they were ready to give her the Congressional Medal of Honor, and it was really her father who started speaking out.
And notice she didn't hear about her anymore.
And
she said, hey, it's all a fable. It's all made up. Jerry Bruckheimer was there producing it. Hollywood producing this.
There's obviously a script for the Berg family, and I pray to God they don't follow it, and I hope they keep on resisting.
Well, five members of her team that were telling people it was a lie until the family finally blew the whistle would be having a barbecue in the backyard, and a guy in a black ski mask would double tap them in the head. Mm-hmm. They'd die in car wrecks and drown in an inch of water. I mean, this is scripted, people, and they got Jerry Bruckheimer in there.
More
do you understand? In Qatar, running this stuff.
Alex, I believe...
What is wrong? BBC, Bruckheimer, Pirates of the Caribbean. Go ahead.
You need to show the video, but maybe before you allow people access to the video, they should have to read a synopsis of what you lay down and use a little discernment.
Well, I think that's the positive here, is that people who come to see it will get what really happened.
Yeah,
instead of neocons who are out there putting this out, giving them their lives.
The truth shall set you free, brother.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back with more calls, more news. Stay with us.
This is GCN.
Just run. We are your friends.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Most so-called tax shelters try to show you how to reduce your taxes, but they still insist that you must pay taxes. And they require that you do goofy, bizarre things with your money that you'd never normally do just so you can save a few bucks. Not this tax shelter. It's so complete, it's so superior, that it will teach you how to properly comply with the tax laws and still end up with zero tax liability. Imagine, you find out that you've been deceived about what the tax laws require, and you learn how to obey them better than you ever have before. And as a result, you end up owing the government nothing. You get to keep every single dime of your hard-earned money. Sound amazing? Sound too good to be true? Find out for yourself. Go to besttaxshelter.com. That's besttaxshelter, all one word, .com on the internet. And find out what the government has been scared to death you'll find out. besttaxshelter.com. You'll be astonished. Visit today. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
All right, let's blast through your calls on this important issue of the cutting off of the head of this poor man, Nick Berg. Why is it so important? Because it will legitimize the war, legitimize torture. It will be a huge political distraction. It will escalate things. And then you look at the MO of this, it's got LCIADA written all over it. In U.S. custody, given to LCIADA, and this comes out right on time. Isn't that just perfect? I mean, what Arab group in their right mind would do stuff like this and then bring down the wrath of the New World Order? But see, every time it's CIA, LCIADA, LCIADA, right when they need the help, this happens. Every time. Perhaps I should go over some of those examples. Let us go ahead and take a call. Just go through these quickly. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to put a quick plug in for PrisonPlanet.tv. I recently subscribed, my family and myself, and it's really wonderful because we can sit down at our leisure and download the video and watch, and it's similar to the mainstream propaganda news programs. You deliver the video in an anchor-style fashion. You're sitting at a desk covering the main important issues that are in the news. I'd like to thank you. I subscribed, and I'm very happy, and it condenses all the most important points.
Well, I want to thank you for your support.
And then also, in terms of this video with the gentleman having his head cut off, I think maybe you want to put that on the subscriber side of the site, because to have a credit card means you're at least 18 years old. And it also
but I can't do that because I definitely don't want to profit off of somebody getting their head cut off.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, basically, this is now proliferating all over the net. That's the final straw. If it's going to be everywhere, we might as well get it out to people. And Paul Watson, I called Paul during the last break, and I said, Paul, or not the last break, the break before last, I said, what do you think? And he said, well, I know this. If we get video of them cutting prisoners' heads off, we need to post it. And he goes, even though I don't even want to watch this clip again, he said, maybe we should. And I said, yeah, you know, people need to see this. So it's going up on PrisonPlanet.tv here in the next few minutes.
Yeah, sure. And then the other thing I'd like to mention is I'm in the Dallas area, and they just launched a brand-new AM station, 660 K-Sky, and the general manager is taking solicitations for suggestions on programming.
Okay.
And so I'd just like to say, anyone in the Dallas area, if you go to ksky.com or I believe it's myopinion@ksky.com, the general manager takes emails.
Well, I would love to be on in my hometown of Dallas.
And, I know my family, myself, my wife, we've all emailed and encouraged other people to email because their lineup is just the neocon propaganda from dusk till dawn. It's like some of the introductory graphics you have on your downloadable video. It shows the broadcast antenna with the pulsating lies coming out of the top, and that's exactly what's on. They got Savage and Prager and Medved and Bill
all
Bennett.
Of the ultra-liberals,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. But that's all I had, Alex. And again, PrisonPlanet.tv, I don't know you. I'm just telling everyone who's listening, especially if you're pressed for time. I didn't have to work today, but if you're a busy type of person, you get all of the most important details summarized. You can download the video, watch it, and it's really excellent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and God bless you. Let's now go ahead and talk to John in New Jersey. John, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
I agree. I think you should post the video and put a little synopsis as to the significance of it. There's no question in my mind this is an intelligence operation because you have to look at who stands to gain. And you also have to wonder, why didn't they ransom this guy? Why did all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they released this video on a website that's been shut down?
Again, I will repeat, his family isn't just saying, hey, this, you know, you caused this because you held him. They're saying, this is suspicious. You had him for 13 days, you release him, and in 24 hours, he's in Al-Qaeda hands getting his head cut off. And then who stands to gain from this? And then we know the CIA controls Al-Qaeda. That's admitted fact. So with all that evidence, I mean, if it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, this is it.
Exactly. And the Zarqawi guy that supposedly performed this, he was reported to be dead months ago.
Yeah, MSNBC, dead 3 months ago.
And he had a prosthetic leg, so I don't know. The whole thing is ridiculous. And already I saw on Fox News, Judge Napolitano saying, this is how the Iraqis are. We need to treat them badly.
Yeah, and I have the Associated Press Army's own report that the Red Cross got. Army admits it's an accurate report, saying 70 to 90% of those held in the camp or grabbed at checkpoints, whole families who've done nothing, just haven't gotten the new coalition-issued national ID card that just came out a few months ago. They grab them and take them there, and these guys are all over radio and TV going, yeah, we got to get tough, see? So now raping women and children is okay.
Well, yeah, we're defending the homeland. And this guy, General Taguba, he testified yesterday, I think, and you know, he's playing into the whole whitewash thing. Well, it was just a couple of bad apples and a leadership failure, not enough training.
But he admits the raping of women and other stuff
yes.
He can't mention. But then the neocons just still deny that even happened.
Well, exactly. That's the crazy thing. That he'll admit this in his own report and then say, well, it's really not that bad. And then the minions will go out and say, well, that's just a conspiracy theory. That doesn't exist. That's only what liberals talk about.
You mean the liberals that sign campaign finance reform that are for open borders, that are signing on to UNESCO, that are going under UN control? You mean those liberals that are George W. Bush and his cousin, John Forbes Kerry? You mean those?
Well, yeah, but they're just defending the homeland. I mean, I saw Rumsfeld. He's doing a great job. And I
superb job.
Superb job.
Superb.
And you know, on The Shield, I just saw them beating up someone because they were dealing cocaine and they were, you know, impinging on their own business, the police department's business. So I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, every show, torture's good. That's right. Thanks for the call. But it's bad when they do it. You've got to learn the double think to stay sane in this 1984 paradigm. Thank you. Excellent points, John. Mark in West Virginia. Go ahead, sir.
Greetings.
Site of Marine Corps urban warfare takeover drills. And they admit they have brigades of troops ready to round you up and put you in your own camps where they break up the family and interrogate you. Welcome, Mark.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Nice to speak with you again. Bear with me for one moment. When this thing came out about the war crimes and torture at the El Graib prison, the first thing that struck me is how utterly un-American it is, and not to mention inhumane and
cruel. Hey, they're just having fun. They're just blowing off some steam.
And the other thing was...
No. I'll tell you what. I'll let you talk in a second. Get that Limbaugh clip ready for me. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The other thing is, one of the other things that struck me about this, bizarre it would be to take hundreds or thousands of photos of these actions. It's utterly bizarre.
They were ordered to. They said, we were ordered to pose. We did it out in the open. There's officers looking the photos. We were told to release dogs on them. We were told to do this to them.
Yes, sir. Now, turn the page. And yesterday, I watched the General Taguba testify before Congress.
Antonio Taguba.
Yes, sir. He said that the people that committed these crimes were uniformed military personnel and private contractors. Now, last night, after I listened to your show for 3 hours, a few hours later, I heard someone call in on another show and say that there was a story out on the web that these private contractors were actually Israeli Shin Bet. And it just looks like an Israeli spy op to create an even greater chasm between the moderate Arabs.
They admit that Israel does have advisors. They're the ones advising run-over cars with tanks. They're the ones advising bulldoze people's orchards, and it is deepening the crisis, but Israel isn't the one funding $7 billion of it with Rumsfeld's P2OG group. Let me read the headlines. United Press International, panel wants $7 billion elite counter-terror group, Rumsfeld's plan to provoke terrorists. That's L.A. Times. P2OG allows Pentagon to fight dirty. So, Israel's got practice at it, so their advisors and trainers at the ground, but mid-level, carrying out the orders of P2OG.
Yes, sir. And one last thing I'll mention. Saturday in Unicoi County, Tennessee, near Irwin, Tennessee, two Israeli agents were caught with false ID. They drove at high speeds with an empty Ryder truck trying to get away from the police. And when they got pulled, before they got pulled over, they threw out a vial that was subsequently recovered. And when it was shaken, it got warm. And there's a some. It looks like another Israeli.
There's been about five cases of them catching them with explosives residue, and then it's all diagrams of nuclear power plants. Yeah, I know. That's Fox News, by the way. What he just mentioned. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Mark. Let's talk to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, another Mark. Go ahead.
How are you doing, Alex?
Fine.
You're so right about the propaganda all over the TV. I seldom watch TV, but I found some part it was like, you know, JAG or something like that, and they're going after some suspect, and like, no, you know, we don't have to, you know, the guy was asking for an attorney, and so we don't have to give you an attorney because you're being treated as an enemy combatant under the Patriot Act.
And they do that on the show Threat Matrix. A drug dealer has his children taken because we can use the Patriot Act, and you don't get to ever see a lawyer. You're going to be taken to a foreign prison, and we're going to put you in a torture chair till you die. Oh, because we're good guys.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, I seldom watch it. I just happen to turn on the TV and turn up that one program, you know, propaganda right there. But by the way, I find it laughable that these people weren't trained
They admittedly were ordered to do it.
Yeah, because I was in the Marine Corps, and in fact, I have some of my manuals from boot camp still. One of the first things we went over was, you know, the laws of war. Right there, it's a, you know, hey, you're not supposed to torture or kill POWs.
Well, regardless if it was the training. They were told to do this.
Yeah,
but they say
exactly.
Lack of training. So now, Mark, if you go out and rape and kill somebody, just say, hey, it was lack of training. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I wasn't trained
And by the way, you know, killing somebody is just abuse. It's not torture. Beating someone to death is just abuse. Don't charge you with murder. They're changing all the words around. They're on TV telling you torture's good in fiction and nonfiction and in every newspaper, and then it comes out, and then they legitimize it. They cut this guy's head off and say that the Arabs did it. It's so obvious. They had him in custody and gave him to him. Chuck in New Jersey. Go ahead, Chuck.
Well, you know why I think this is going on, Alex? I think it's all being set up for another terrorist attack over here.
That's right. And see, we had to do it. See what you did. You held us back. We're torturing. We're arresting anybody that disagrees with the government. Shut up. Do as we say. We've got to be tough now.
I mean, it just amazes me. I mean, you have this Rush Limbaugh guy. Why don't they yank this guy off the air for the statement he made? I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Well, it's the First Amendment. We got to be careful about that. The neocons are calling for arresting people that show a picture of an Iraqi laughing with the soldier's boots, and that's distasteful, and I support the troops, but it's their right to post it. But don't worry, the New York Times editor isn't going to get arrested, as the neocons are calling for. We're going to be arrested. The real conservatives exposing them. But I tell you what, since you brought it up, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Go ahead and play the Limbaugh clip talking about what's happening in the prisons and stuff. And, oh, they're just blowing off steam, having some fun. Go ahead and play it.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly! Exactly my point! This is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we are going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
And we have the whole transcript from CBS News, but forget them. You don't believe them. They're liberal. Oh, they're just a psyops chiefs. No, forget that. We have, off his own website, he was so proud of it, he posted, he goes on to talk about, you know, the naked prisoners and doing all the stuff to them. Just having a good time. The Tagumbu Report admits raping women. Stuff even worse, folks, is now coming out. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Chuck.
Okay, but basically I was saying, you know, they ought to pull... Every American ought to be asking for Rush Limbaugh to be taken off the air, I think. I mean, people raise Cain with what Howard Stern done and with what this Limbaugh guy is doing. I mean, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of.
Well, I will say it's more obscene than implying that torturing women and children is just blowing off steam and sicking police dogs on people and things I'm not going to mention again on the air... Some of the other horrible stuff. That is more obscene than, you know, using some potty humor. I don't support Howard Stern either.
No,
right to dump these shows, but I'm not calling for any government regulation. It's the government doing all of this.
I know. They should dump his show right off the air and put you on the air. At least you tell the truth.
Well, I'm not for the assault weapons ban or open borders, and I admit the CFR exists and that urban warfare training is going on in 4 states right now, and Limbaugh says that doesn't exist. Thanks for the call. Even though his books were published by the Council on Foreign Relations imprint. But again, it doesn't exist. Skull and Bones didn't exist 3 months ago, but now it's no big deal. It's just like Skull and Bones. So, you know, the liberals had to win. They had to take over by acting like conservatives, and they've done it. Bunch of bloated chicken hawks. We'll go to more calls, and I got some other news on chemtrails I want to get into, too. The toll-free number to join us on air, it's always a good idea to give the number out. It's 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll continue with just wide-open phones. I'm going to go to your calls even faster, just interspersed with snippets of Keenish for the next hour and 12 minutes that we have left in global transmission. It is 48 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. But before I go any further, the time has come, the time is now. Marvin K. Mooney, will you please order my videos now? Okay, that's a Dr. Seuss line, but the point is, it's now time to get my videos. It's now time to make copies of them. Buy another VCR, make 10 copies of them, take you 10 nights to do it, cost you $10 for the tapes. You know, to buy blank copies, give them to police chiefs, county commissioners, talk show hosts, your pastors. 90% of people that will watch it, some of them won't watch it. I've seen people act like I'm trying to hand them a cobra, you know, a 50-foot venomous cobra when I try to give them a video. But if they'll watch it, 90% have their minds opened up, have their conditioning, their paradigm shifted. I've made 10 films. I carry other great videos by Jews of the Preservation of Firearms, Innocence Portrayed. You got to get that video. I've got Tex Mars videos. I've got Eric Hoffman videos. I got books on tape, books, my books, other books. But get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Police State, 3 Total Enslavement. Get Matrix of Evil. Get America Destroyed by Design. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. I made 10 films. They're all over 2 hours. Some are 2 hours, 44 minutes long. Some are 220, 230. They're all over 2 hours, though. $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order them, my friends, three or more. $20 apiece, that's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special, and it makes this broadcast possible. Please make the call today. We need your support. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, spelled L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And again, that number to call, 1-888-253-3139. If you want to order by mail, but you got some questions, you can call that number and ask. Or the Internet's the best way to order because there's all the, you know, video clips of the films and descriptions of them and all that. So PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com to order. All right, we'll be back with more news, more calls. Then we'll start the third hour. Please stay with us.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
British brought foreign German troops in here for our nine-year war. The first war, they did it in the second war. And here is the Associated Press. Military attractive to illegals. Lawyers say hope of citizenship lures many into service. And there are over 30,000 foreigners who came here just to be in the military, and they say that number is now exploding. And a lot of them are, of course, from Mexico and other areas. I mean, that's just how this is all happening is right out in plain view. That's some of the news we'll be getting into. Also, this chemtrail story out of all places, Time Magazine. But let's continue with the calls. Your chance to respond during this major news event, this major military psyops program that we're in the middle of. Eric in Connecticut. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I am convinced, in light of recent news, that we are facing an evil so dark, so pervasive and malignant, that we will need to muster everything we have to defeat it. Chuck pretty much stole a lot of my thunder. I believe, as he does, that this staged execution, well, I mean, the execution was real, of course, but, you know, all the particulars were a lie, is a setup for another attack in America. This way the neocons and the president and everybody else can come out and say, well, they wanted revenge, and that's why we were attacked. Even Limbaugh, he's still saying that the reason we were attacked on September 11th was because we were basically living too fat, too dumb, and too happy, and that we needed to be brought down a few pegs by our enemies. I used to be a subscriber to his newsletter and to his website and everything else, and then I got wise, and I basically told him, well, it's a family program. I won't tell you what I told him, but I basically said, I'm not interested in you anymore because you're nothing but a big fat liar. There's a great website that exposes Limbaugh, and it's on, actually it's linked through whatreallyhappened.com. Do a search, and it's a grassroots site to expose Limbaugh, and I think it appeared about 2 days ago. And Laura Ingraham, she was talking about the beheading being a revenge for the attack on Jessica Lynch. And that just cinched it for me. Totally cinched it for me. These neocons are just Trojan horses in every conceivable way, Alex.
Yeah, I mean, the Jessica Lynch thing was admittedly produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, BBC News reported, major producer. It was all staged. She said it staged, and they're still saying they found weapons of mass destruction. These people are incredible. They are the big government pimps. They're all working together. Bush, Kerry, all of it. It is a staged event. The CIA's running the voting machines. They grabbed this poor guy, set it up, staged it, released him to Al-Qaeda, L-CIA, they killed him. I mean, it's admitted. Al-Qaeda, CIA, they admittedly grabbed this young guy, released him, Al-Qaeda grabs him. This is staged, staged, staged.
In every way, Alex, what we saw was a convenient human sacrifice by the globalists. And in
many That's right. A sacrifice for their system.
Yep.
I hear you, Eric. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Neil in Canada. Neil, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, Neil.
2 points about that video. First thing is, I don't know how gullible we could be to believe anything that's released off a website. Like, how do they evade us with websites when it's...
Well, I mean, every time Bin Laden says something on a message board, look, it's Bin Laden, it's Bin Laden.
Yeah, every time. It's like, how do you believe that? And the second...
And it's not a news report on the site. It's just something released on the site.
Yeah, and we're supposed to believe it, like they can't track the IP or where it came from or nothing. And the second point is, on all the versions I've seen of this video, there's an edit just before they pull the head up. There's a splice in there.
Oh, there's a lot of editing. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Oh.
Anything else?
I think you should post it.
Oh, it's been posted. Because others are posting it, and you know we're going to put images up there of them killing Iraqis. We put images of them beating them to death. They're dead bodies, so we're not going to, you know, we're not going to let others post the video then use it for their neocon aims either. We're going to expose these big government pimps. All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. Global transmission against tyranny will continue.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-
803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.